time now for the Sunday News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. The Fairfield area weather calling for a 70% chance of afternoon showers today, a high in the mid-40s, a 40% chance of showers tonight, a low near 40. I'm Darren Cuddle reporting. The Illinois Department of Public Health Saturday announced 168 new cases of the coronavirus disease in Illinois, including another death, a Cook County man in his 70s. The IDPH is now reporting a total of 753 cases in 26 counties in Illinois. Cases have occurred in ages 3 to 99. So far, no confirmed cases have been reported in Wayne County or southeastern Illinois. Counties that have recorded cases of the coronavirus disease include Clinton County and Washington County. More news after this break.
Do you have pelvic pain, heavy bleeding, urinary leakage? Local OBGYN physician Dr. David Asbury can help. For over a decade, Dr. Asbury has made a huge impact in improving the quality of healthcare. Dr. Asbury is the most experienced robotic surgeon in the Mount Vernon area. His years of experience, coupled with his compassion for each and every patient, makes Dr. David Asbury and his practice very desirable. Asbury and Associates, with four offices in Southern Illinois to serve you.
Fairfield Grade School District 112 Superintendent Dr. Scott England released information Saturday concerning the coronavirus situation. This past Friday, Governor J.B. Pritzker issued a shelter-in-place order for the state of Illinois. It began at 5 p.m. Saturday and will last through April 7th. The order also extends the mandate that keeps Illinois schools closed through April 7th. Superintendent England says following guidance from the State Board of Education, they'll be making a determination on spring break. The previous school closure dates of March 17th through 30th were considered Act of God days, and they still will be, according to Superintendent England. No guidance has been given on March 31st through April 7th. The ISBE expects to have guidance on this released later this week. During the shelter-in-place executive order, the district can continue their emergency food program. Superintendent England says they served a total of 297 student meals this past Tuesday through Friday. Currently, the District 112 administration and staff are creating a plan to reach out to families beginning Monday. The hope is they can make attempted contact in some form with families by the end of Thursday. If you need assistance, you can contact the district office Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. until 3 p.m. The number to call is 842-6501. Superintendent England also says, in light of the shelter-in-place executive order issued by Governor Pritzker, Fairfield District 112 has expanded options for families to receive a student breakfast and lunch each day without having to leave home. Beginning Monday, they will include an option for delivery. They'll deliver food for any family in the district who calls to get on the delivery list. You'll remain on the delivery list until they're told otherwise. A bus will go out each day between 8 and 11. At each stop, a staff member will knock on the door and leave the food bag on the porch. Once someone comes to the door, the bus will continue on its route. If no one comes to the door, the staff will take the food bag back onto the bus, and it cannot be guaranteed the bus can return if someone does not come to the door. To get on the delivery list, you can call the district at 842-6501. Superintendent England notes if you want delivery on Monday, you'll need to call today between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. They'll also create a form you can fill out on their website at www.fairfieldcolts.com/COVID-19. Just look for the Schedule Food Delivery tab on the left. The district will continue the grab-and-go pickup utilizing the drive-through style delivery that was used in Week 1. vehicles will pull up. They ask that people stay in their vehicle. An employee will ask how many bags are needed. Pre-bagged breakfast and lunches will then be brought to the vehicle. All meals will be free of charge to all students, regardless of eligibility. Adults wishing to purchase a breakfast and lunch meal can do so for $2. It's not necessary to call ahead if you're picking food up. The district will still utilize two locations for families to pick up food. One location is at Northside School, and the other at the Jesus Name Pentecostal Church at 1112 Southwest 6th. At the church, you're asked to pull into the parking lot north of the activity building by the food pickup sign, and someone will come out to your vehicle to get how many meals are needed. In other news, area river stages as of this morning. Little Wabash River east of Fairfield at 26.56 feet, flood stage 17 feet. At Clay City, the stage is 20.45 feet, flood stage 18 feet. At Carmi, the river at 28.92 feet, flood stage 27 feet. Skillet Fork at Wayne City has dropped below flood stage. It's 14.54 feet, flood stage 15 feet. Wabash at Mount Carmel is at 21.84 feet, flood stage 19 feet. More rain is expected in the area starting later today and tonight. Reduced rate labs will still be held as scheduled this week with a minor location change for the Fairfield locations only. The draw station for Fairfield Memorial Hospital will be held under the drive-up canopy in front of the Medical Arts Complex entrance located at 213 Northwest 10th in Fairfield. Anyone wishing to utilize the Fairfield draw station should enter the drive by turning left at the stop sign located at the cross-section of Northwest 10th and Water Street, at which time registration staff will obtain the necessary information and payment while you remain in your vehicle. Lab personnel will then obtain your specimen. This is being done to be compliant with federal and state recommendations for social distancing. The change in venue applies only to the Fairfield locations. The draw stations at Sisney, Albion, and Grayville will remain the same at this time. FMH CEO Catherine Bunning Williams noted, "We realize how important these reduced rate labs are to our patients, which is why we are not canceling or postponing this event. The change in the location of our draw stations in Fairfield to the front of the Medical Arts Complex is being done to be compliant with state and federal recommendations for social distancing while providing a much-needed service for our patients. Patients with high deductibles rely on the reduced rate lab events to work with their medical provider on medication adjustment and monitoring such things as cholesterol levels. Fairfield's reduced rate lab draw station will be open starting Monday through this Saturday from 7 to 10 a.m. Appointments are not needed. The reduced rate lab draw stations in Sisney and Grayville will be open starting Monday through Saturday from 8:30 to 10 a.m. The reduced rate lab draw station in Albion will be open Monday through Wednesday, or rather open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. at the FMH Albion Lab Draw Station at the Edwards County Health Department. Again, appointments not needed. Patients should not have food or drink after midnight, and payment is due at the time of service. For more information, you can call Fairfield Memorial Hospital's laboratory at 847-8262. The Edwards County Senior Citizen Center Facebook page on Saturday noted that after the Southeastern Illinois Agency on Aging completed an emergency call with the Illinois Department on Aging, it was determined that senior meals are considered essential. What that means for senior citizens in Edwards and surrounding counties is that they'll still be preparing meals as long as they have the employees, volunteers, and supplies to work with. There are backup plans if supplies and food, and even manpower, are in short supply. The Albion Center has had some eager volunteers from Citizens National Bank this past week to help with the extra home-delivered meals. They appreciate all of the volunteers. As far as the food program, they encourage participants to stay home and they'll deliver your meals. You may be able-bodied and itching to get out of the house, but you're safer at home. If you're 60 and over, on or the spouse of someone 60 or over, they will also deliver. The only qualifier at this time is that you're 60 or over. Meals are a $5 suggested donation, but no senior will be denied a meal if they're unable to pay. The menu for Monday is chicken strips, potato wedges, white gravy, broccoli, and ice cream. You can call Monday morning between 8 and 9:30 to order a meal at 445-2017 if you live in Albion. In West Salem, the number is 456-3600, and in Grayville, 375-7777. The COVID-19 outbreak worldwide is not just causing a public health crisis, also an economic downturn, and local municipalities are having to wait and see what the final damage will be to their overall tax revenue. Reports say Mount Vernon City Manager Mellie Ellen Bechtel says the city could lose out on over $1 million in total revenue based on conservative estimates, but right now she says it's important to keep vital services running.
We're monitoring this as well as we can right now. We'll know more in the next couple weeks, but we're doing all that we can to keep people safe more than anything. That's why we have closed our buildings and offices to the public, just trying to protect our employees as well as the public. And we're doing our best to keep all the services in place right now. Of course, police and fire, they're always going to be there for us, water and sewer, roads, and all of those. Right now, we're still moving forward and everything is in place.
Vegetable says the city is making contingency plans for how to cover the loss of revenue in the city's budget. She hopes to see help from the state and federal levels to cover some of the city's costs from the outbreak. A reminder, you can check all of the cancellations and postponements on our website at WFIWradio.com. That's the news. Area deaths are next.
When you think of everyday great deals on love seats, recliners, and sectionals, you need to think of Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in Wayne City. Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center has some of the best deals in the area, and they have them every day. Shop Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center. They'll treat you right. You can find all the cancellations and closings on our website at WFIWradio.com. Click on the red closings banner. The Fairfield retail merchants have postponed Girlfriend's Day Out. It was scheduled for April 4th. A makeup date has not been announced. Safe Haven Bible Center in Fairfield is closed until April 1st. The Wesleyan Church of Fairfield will not have Sunday services on March the 29th. Threads of Hope northeast of Albion on the Bone Gap Road will be closed the rest of March and the month of April. Threads of Hope will reopen in May. Clothing and shoes will still be accepted. The Wayne City Library is closing through March the 31st. The Wayne County Extension Office is closed until further notice. And the Fairfield First Christian Church will have online services only on March the 29th.
Electric safety starts with you. As you head outside this spring, look up and note the location of power lines, especially those connected to your home. The added height of a new deck or addition can create an unsafe distance to power lines, one that doesn't meet clearance safety requirements. Protect your family and call your electric utility if you have questions. Sponsored by the Energy Education Council with support from Ameren, Illinois.
Area deaths are brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 71-year-old Jeff resident Danny Allen White died Thursday at his home. He was a machine repairman for Airtex Products in Fairfield, a member of the American Legion, VFW, and DAV, and a Vietnam veteran. Surviving are his wife, Jacqueline Jackie White of Jeff, a daughter, Kathy Cooper of Albion, two sons, Keith White of Jeff and Danny R. White of Fairfield, a stepson, Robert Riddle of Fairfield, four sisters, Norma Potts of Fairfield, Carmen Smallwood of Makena, Illinois, Sarah Pollard of Fairfield, and Marilyn Gable of Morris, Illinois, two brothers, Ben White of Fort Orange, Florida, and Roy White of Jackson, Tennessee, 10 grandchildren and 6 great-grandchildren, and 1 great-grandchild on the way. Private family services for Danny Allen White were accorded with a memorial service to be held at a later date. Memorials may be given to the animal's requesting friends and will be accepted at the Hosselton and Meredith Funeral Home in Sisney, which is in charge of the arrangements. A reminder, if you missed any of our obituaries, they're updated regularly at our website at WFIWradio.com. I'm Darren Cottle reporting.
Yeah. If you enjoy original radio shows from the 40s and 50s featuring some of America's finest actors and writers, then don't miss When Radio Was every Saturday afternoon at 106 on WFIW AM 1390. Each Saturday we'll have 10 different old radio shows that you're sure to enjoy. I'm your host, Greg Bell, and tune in this Saturday at 106 and enjoy When Radio Was on WFIW AM 1390.
And the Fairfield airy weather, a 70% chance of afternoon showers today, a high in the mid-40s. Cloudy tonight, a 40% chance of showers. A low tonight around 40. Partly sunny Monday, a high in the mid-50s. Tuesday, a 90% chance of showers, a high of 60. Wednesday, partly sunny, a high near 60. Partly sunny Thursday, slight chance of afternoon showers, maybe a thunderstorm, a high near 70. And cloudy Friday, showers, maybe a thunderstorm, a high near 67. Overnight low has been 29. The present Fairfield temperature is 36.